Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Alan Watt joining us in T-minus 60 minutes. We have Russia Today scheduled to be here in the third and fourth hour. International Russian television on almost every country in the world. Going to be here interviewing me and videotaping the live show. And we have a lot of other news and information we're going to be covering. For the next 60 minutes, we're joined by environmental scientist, climate expert. His Dr. Michael Kaufman. His PhD is in forestry and ecosystem ecology. He is a documentary filmmaker and author in his own right. He was instrumental in stopping some of the big biological diversity takeover programs in the mid-90s in Congress. He put together off UN documents the maps of areas that will be inaccessible to humans, the control grids, the roads being used with the corridors to wall off populations. He is in Endgame 1, the extras, and Endgame 1.5 of PrisonPlanet.tv members, hour and a half extra, with all the documents about how they plan to create a football-watching, drugged-out zombie population by the year 2000. This is an official government program. And he talked about how the Club of Rome documents, how they wanted 10 regions with the three mega-controlling empires over the seven sub-regions, the North American Union, Asian Union, European Union, with the African Union, Mediterranean Union, Caribbean Union, Central South American Union, subgroups under it. They've now officially set up the Asian Union out of APEC. They've now set up the African Union. They've set up the European Union. Ireland's saying no to entering it, but they're demanding another vote on it, the Lisbon Treaty. They've now set up the Mediterranean Union. It's all unfolding right now. And so I wanted to bring him on to talk about how we're only going after the documents here. People can't believe we're right about everything, and they've now proposed this last week a trilateral world government run by the banks where you buy carbon taxes from them, cap and trade taxes, Tobin taxes. It's all in the banker takeover bill in the U.S. Same thing in Europe. It's happening. We're going to break here in a moment. This is a short segment. But Dr. Michael Kaufman, it's one thing for us to intellectually have the documents and know it and have people in denial. But it's another thing to really see true world government. They've been building the architecture for a long time by stealth, but to really see it emerge publicly and to still have denial, is that blowing you away, Doctor?
It really is. I cannot believe how much they have been able to really snow the American people, not only the American people, but the people of the world, about what they're doing. And Obama, in my opinion, is the master at sidetracking your attention away from exactly what he is and who he represents and what he's going to do into something that you might agree with. And these people are the same way. These international financiers and so forth have got it down to a science as to how to say they're doing one thing when in fact they're actually doing something totally different. And the average American, the average world citizen totally believes them, absolutely believes them.
We're seeing it all unfold right now, Doctor. When we get back, let's break down the world government structure from their own documents. And now that we see them getting to the point of trying to set up a world government of and by the bankers, where we pay taxes directly to them, what that larger expansion, the next phase, will look like. And also Barack Obama and John McCain backing the global carbon tax, listing carbon dioxide as a deadly poison, toxic waste, how that will affect our lives. As you warned over a decade ago from their own documents, the New York Times is now reporting attacks on breathing. School kids come home, 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds, and rebuke their parents for big cars or taking a bath at night. That was in the New York Times 2 weeks ago. The climate cop kids reporting on people, keeping dossiers on their parents. You can't make this type of stuff up. Dr. Michael Kaufman, and he's one of the key contributors to Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He is our guest for the next 55 minutes after this quick break. So we're going to break down who these New World Order people are, their basic structure they're setting up, how far along we're on, the road to world government. Stay with us.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com."
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Dr. Michael Kaufman, you've got the floor. I know a lot of listeners understand big pieces of this. Many of them understand it all. But let's break down the basics of what's being set up and the point we're now getting to, this key point where the trilateral world government run by the banks, taxes paid directly to them, is now emerging.
Well, it's one of those issues that you have to go back probably 30 to 40 years to see the first elements of what they were trying to do in putting this whole thing together. In fact, you can go back to the creation of the IMF and the World Bank and all the rest, and that was the first step. And now with this current crisis, which I believe strongly that was created deliberately so that they can knew this next step, is to consolidate all this into one particular unit. But let's go back into the 1990s with Secretary General Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan basically created what he calls the Track 2 documents of basically making the United Nations the world headquarters or the world government for the world. Now, they eventually wound up calling it global governance rather than world government, but you can't have global governance without a government. So it's a matter of semantics as to what they're actually trying to snow you with by saying that this is really not a world government. And in those Track 2 documents, you find a process by which they will be consolidating all their power into the United Nations, both financially, socially, and so forth, using a series of international treaties to lay out the legal structure for them to take control. The Convention on Climate Change, the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Convention on Desertification, you name it, Treaty on the Rights of Children and so forth. All of those are designed basically to provide an interlocking network of legal mechanisms by which the United Nations will control the world. That was in the 1990s. Into the years 2000s. Late in the 1990s, they came up with a document that was talking about restructuring the financial structure of the world. And in that, in 2002, in the Monterrey, Mexico meeting conference on economics and development, what they did is lay down a series of goals, which we are very far along now, of creating a financial structure headquartered and run basically out of the United Nations, with the global banks basically controlling what is happening in the United Nations. They're always going to be the invisible portion of what we're seeing. You have to realize that these bankers and so forth are not going to be visible to the average world citizen. It's the visibility is going to be at the United Nations, at least the way they have it designed right now. They're going to be controlling the United Nations and what's happened, and out of the basal operations of the Bank of International Settlements. Yes. Everything that came out of this 2002 meeting in Monterrey, Mexico, basically ascribed all control out of the Bank of International Settlements, which is headquartered in Basel, Switzerland. They're going to be able to control the economies of every nation in the world. They're consolidating the number of currencies down to two, possibly three currencies, on their way to a total global currency. They're dividing the world up into these economic units or economic regions. They're well along on that, as you talked about before the break. All of these things came out of that Monterrey meeting.
And it's all being done under the term harmonization through treaties. It looks like a local law. It looks like a local currency. It looks like a local ID, but it's already globally standardized.
That's correct. And the same thing with our security, the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Program. That particular issue, the United States, even though they have said that the SPP is dead because there's been too much exposure, they've given up on it, they just donated $8 billion to secure Mexico's southern border, which is one of the key phases of this plan to create the North American Union. It's still ongoing. They say one thing and do another. It's one of those issues.
They just came out with North American ID cards for Americans, if you want to go get one. It's not a passport. It's to travel in North America, Mexico, Canada, the U.S.
Right. All of these things are done, as you just said, to harmonize our regulatory legal structures so that they're pretty transparent for the three nations. And, of course, that's nested within the free trade zones of the Americas and the emerging North Atlantic. I can't remember what the exact name is, but the North Atlantic Union, or whatever you want to call it. I can't remember the exact name.
Yeah, they announced that last year, early last year. That's actually in Endgame, where they announced they're already merging Canada, the United States, Mexico, with the European Union.
Correct.
Through agreements. They have banking agreements. They have military agreements. They have trade agreements. They have social agreements. They have environmental agreements. They all integrate in to set up this world government.
That's right. And it's all being harmonized by the central banks of the world. And I think what you're going to see coming out over the next couple of months is having a global or world central bank, not the World Bank as we have understood it for the last 50 years.
Yeah, they're now proposing that.
Right. And it's probably going to come out. And that was right in the heart of this 2002 meeting in Monterrey, Mexico. This is one of the things that they said in this restructuring the financial structure of the world, is that the IMF is likely to become a retapped and reformulated into a central world bank, just like U.S. Federal Reserve is for the United States. And so what we're seeing here is a rapid consolidation of this agenda that's been precipitated by this economic collapse that you and I and many others out there that are knowledgeable about this have been predicting is going to happen for over 10 years. I mean, this is nothing new to us. It's been predicted it's going to happen for a long, long time.
Well, SPP said in 2005, when they set up the North American Union by stealth, that they would use economic crises, environmental crises, terror crises as a pretext to get the public to accept this.
That's correct. And, of course, they are. They're buying it hook, line, and sinker. In fact, they're liable to be voting in the very people that created the crisis in the first place in our November 4th elections. It's literally astonishing to me. I never thought I'd see the day when we would be so indoctrinated and so dazed by what the mainstream media is doing that they have turned right into wrong and wrong into right.
Well, Doctor, the good news is 90%+ of the American people, 1,000-to-1 phone calls, were against the banker takeover bill, but the system did it anyways. The problem is the public isn't aware of the full magnitude of what's actually happening. I mean, the banks that engineered this are now cutting off capital to all the other free market systems, corporations, Main Street, while amassing all the currency and wealth for themselves as they depress the real economy so they can consolidate it, which was in all their Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission documents in the 70s.
Absolutely. You go back into the Club of Rome documents in the 1970s, and some of the CFR, even the Foreign Affairs publication, which was public information. They all allude to exactly what's happening today. I mean, what they said in the 1970s, they wanted to do is literally coming true right before our eyes today, and very few people understand that.
Even people in our own awakening movement, whatever you want to call it, don't understand. It's here. It's now happening. Just last week, it was in Canadian papers that Canada is merging its laws and harmonizing with the EU. I mean, there it is right there.
There it is. And, you know, it's very, very interesting that the very same people that thought that when like the John Birch Society, and I'm not knocking the John Birch Society, but they thought that when they made their final move, which is happening right now before our eyes, people would wake up and see it. And I've always suspected that the way they would do it would be creating such a shock to the American people that the American people would be blinded by what's happening. And that's, of course, exactly what's happening. If we had truly had an economic collapse where we went back to the Great Depression days, I think the American people would be more astute than they are right now because it's had a control collapse. We've seen a control collapse so that the average person who's out there really wants to see the fact that we will not go into a total collapse, so they're willing to support anything basically that the government does, except, as you said, they did not want this bailout package, and I'll have to take my hat off to them. But they should be throwing all those Democrats out of office that voted for that, and they're not going to do it. They're going to vote more Democrats.
Absolutely, and they think they're getting change with Barack Obama.
Oh, they're getting change,
I mean,
right.
This guy is Madison Avenue, Wall Street all the way, and he says he's going to name carbon dioxide as a deadly pollutant. Explain what that means, Doctor.
Well, basically, the polar bear, for instance, was just listed as a threatened species in June of this past year. Now, what that means is that the environmental groups and a whole slurry of government agencies could now start to take action to protect the polar bears from melting ice caps, which means then controlling carbon dioxide, because carbon dioxide has been declared a pollutant, a toxic pollutant. Well, it's totally ridiculous. First of all, there is absolutely no scientific supporting evidence that the polar bear isn't even threatened, let alone endangered. It is basically increased in population since the 1970s. You have higher populations in all the segments of the polar bear populations. We know that polar bears can swim hundreds of miles without drowning, in spite of what you hear on CBS Evening News. They are not being threatened. In fact, the reason they have probably been increasing in numbers is because of the decreasing polar ice cap. There's more food out there for them now because it's not covered with ice. And as a consequence, they have passed this law, basically, by declaring them an endangered or threatened species, which allows the government then to start controlling carbon dioxide emissions to protect that polar bear from going extinct. When in fact it's all bogus right from the very start. And once that happens, when you start to see and you mentioned it very early in the program, you know, when I was talking in the 1990s, this was really funny thing. I would just talk about the fact that eventually they're going to regulate our breathing. And you said that before the ad, that they now have works in the Congress to actually regulate breathing.
Well, the New York Times had a headline like a year ago, attacks on breathing, and we're not joking. Sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen, that's the four main base ingredients for life on terra firma, this planet. orbiting the sun, and it means total control. Stay with us, Doctor.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 20th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $794.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $818.24, $409.12 for half ounce, and $204.56 for quarter ounce. That's $818.24, $409.12, and $204.56.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Dr. Michael Kaufman, filmmaker, author, big part of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Let's talk about from their own documents. And you can go over in a general way and then go back through details if you want. We covered a lot in Endgame 1.5 that's up on PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go through all the documents there. What life will be like under these people? You know, A, who they are, what they believe, the bizarre occultic earth worship that dominates all of it. this population reduction cult that runs it. It turns out, I didn't even know this, I was doing more research on Henry Paulson. Turns out he's the biggest contributor to Nature Conservancy, involved in land grabbing, part of weird religious cults. There was an article called The Secret Life of Henry Paulson that was in like Money Magazine. I'm going from memory. Folks can pull that up. And I mean, everywhere you turn a rock over, there are these occultists who always claim that they're atheists. And they believe, well, it's in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny, where they say we need to reenact human sacrifice. This is official UN policy. And again, that sounds nuts, folks. We're not the one writing it. We're the ones reporting it. So who these people are and what life will be like under them.
Real crazy thing. In fact, that's one of the reasons they've been so successful, because people just cannot believe us when they tell, when we tell them that these people are true pantheists and basically want to rid the world of two-thirds of the human population. They don't care how it's really done as long as they can do it efficiently. They don't want to expose themselves too soon or they'll lose the power to do it. But it's really basically a fundamental pantheistic religion. Now, what is pantheism? Pantheism is the belief that basically nature is God. There's a lot of other caveats.
And the load of the earth is what all government decisions must be made by.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they set the load of the earth. They set the load of the earth at a false low level to make humans, quote, bad, as the head of the CFR, Club of Rome writer, Richard N. Haass said.
Absolutely. Every law, in fact, former Vice President Gore said this in his book, Earth in the Balance, that every law has to be conformed to protect Mother Earth at its best state, which is basically without human beings. And that's why they basically say that the population of the Earth, human population of Earth, must be reduced to between 1 and 2 billion people. They believe that we cannot leave any kind of ecological footprint on the Earth. These guys are really fanatics, but they're also very smooth. And it's hard to tell exactly who's being fanatical and who's just being following the leader type of thing in the elite. But, for instance, I'll just give you one of the examples. One of Governor Nelson Rockefeller's daughters, I'm trying to think of her name. I'll think of it hopefully before I finish with this. But she was giving a speech at one of the environmental grant makers meetings back in 1992. And I have the recordings of all the speeches given at that particular meeting. It's done in secret. They're not supposed to be able to tell anybody from the outside what is going on and so forth. But she literally talks about being up on the 42nd story of her New York apartment on Park Avenue. And she can feel Mother Earth, the vibrations of Mother Earth, her psyche and so forth, and how she can contact Mother Earth. Now, this is the Rockefeller family. Stephen Rockefeller, her brother, is basically behind the Convention on Biological Diversity, all of the environmental organizations. He basically was in charge of writing the Earth Charter, which we stopped in Johannesburg, South Africa.
But it's key to add, in reality, they are hardcore people who love death and destruction and are always financing GMO destruction of something that could be irreversible or that could be irrevocable. The chimera cross species plant and animal creations that are already wreaking true havoc. The Earth can deal with volcanoes and explosions and even toxic waste. That's just bad for humans and animals, so I'm against it. So they're never really about environmentalism. That's what's sick. It's an anti-human bloodlust.
It really is. And that's what the Convention on Biological Diversity and the Convention on Climate Change is really designed to do, is to basically stop us dead on our tracks from any progression and to actually bring us back to a pre-Columbian culture in which man has little impact on planet Earth. It's an astonishing thing. When I introduced this map to the U.S. Senate floor in 1994, showing what the Convention on Biological Diversity was designed to do, it literally sent the U.S. Senate into shock. And Senator Mitchell, who was the majority leader at the time, while he's a Democrat, he's also, and I don't agree with many of his policies, but at least he's an honest individual. He pulled that treaty from being on the ratification right off of the calendar. It was never voted on because it was so horrible.
Thank God for you, Dr. Kaufman. Another example of solutions, lots of little solutions. Of course, not letting them totally take the U.S. over. That was a huge solution, but that's it. Little people doing lots of little things together, having a huge effect. That's your solution. Stay there, Dr. Kaufman. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and now 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're live. Back on Sundays with an abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m., all times Central Standard. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before Dr. Kaufman leaves us, we'll give you his website several times and check out all his great research. We also carry a film he made, Global Warming or Global Governance. That's available at Infowars.com, as well as Endgame that he's in. Okay, continuing with the world they want to set up. I mean, you know, I overuse the example because it's one that's close to home, but it's in all the literature. And you're right. In the mainline literature, they say 2/3 to 80%. But more and more, they're saying no, 90% or no, 1% of humans, only a few million left. Or they talk about some of them killing everyone. You know, Dr. Eric Pianca, UT biologist, 2 years ago made headlines, giving speeches all over the world where he would project with his PowerPoint images of human skulls piled up with a red filter over it and would say, you know, 90% need to die and die now, and I can't wait for my family and I to die. It's going to be, you know, sad, but we have to do it for the Earth. He gets standing ovations, according to mainstream newspapers that have been there. And by the way, they always ban filming or recording, but multiple newspapers have gotten the same transcripts in shorthand, and everyone, 95%, over 95% was what one reporter said, standing and tears start flowing. 2-3 minute standing ovations when they talk about death. And then I've had his graduate students who, then you Google their name, and you see them in white lab coats at biological labs connected to weapons development. You know, they send you a threatening email in their doctorate and saying, look, you know, he's old fashioned, only wanting 90% dead. We believe that humans are a parasite and all must die. Sorry to say it, but the animals come first in the earth. You know, we're scientific about this. And then you Google their names and they're in white lab coats and weapon facilities. I mean, and the FBI did get concerned about this and did go and visit some of them. But it's just like 13 monkeys. I mean, this is really going on, and it is religious to them. It's like a control freak orgy. What's the most control freakish thing you can imagine? Well, that's total human extermination. Doctor?
Absolutely. There's no question that the environmental movement at its core is very nihilistic. It believes that humans are the cause of all the problems, and therefore the only solution is the elimination of humans. In the public documents, as they say, 2/3 to 3/4, 80% of the human population must go. If that were the case, now, I'm not talking about the 95% or even 100%, but looking at their public documents now, if their public documents are correct, then also one of the other things that we saw the U.S. Senate back in 1994 is that they wanted to take us back to a feudal form of government where you had a few ruling elite, the nobility, and the rest of the human population, you know, about 5% or so of that remaining 20%, would be the elite. The rest of the 20% would be the support staff, as it were, as serfs. In other words, we would be under their direct control. We would be totally dependent upon their whims and to whether or not they can actually, we can survive and so forth. It would be totally up to them. And the laws that are coming down are moving us more and more in that direction. In fact, we're, as you just said, going to be making a huge adjustment with this so-called economic crisis that we're in right now. In order to control basically our lives through like controlling our currencies, controlling our financial structure, controlling over who gets a job, who can actually build a plant.
That's why they had to deindustrialize this so that we had no industry, so we couldn't start over, and it became a purely fiat banking system, which gives them total control.
It gives them total control. We've always known, and I've said on your program many times, that private property rights are the most important foundational structure for our freedoms. Now, gun rights and all the rest are very, very important. Don't get me wrong.
But true independence springs from being self-sufficient.
Being self-sufficient. And being self-sufficient means you have the right to go out there and plant your crops or build a widget or whatever the case might be without government interference.
But under this, they say what type of washing machine you can have, what type of light bulbs you can have, when you can build your house, when you can build a shed. As they did in Australia and England over a decade ago, they're now turning the NSA satellites over to local police under federal control to surveil for environmental crimes and other things. The whole military grid is being turned inward on us.
Yes, and we've long known that was going to happen. The actual template for that was established by the establishment of the Adirondack Park Agency in New York, upstate New York, back in 1972. Basically giving the control over people's lives, their property, everything else to this park agency. And it has been, to the people that live there, an absolute disaster. If you drive through the Adirondacks today, you're driving back through the 1950s and 60s. There's no new development. There's basically nothing. People have had to tear their house down because it didn't conform with the whims of the agency. I mean, there is a microcosm of what we can expect in the future.
And even the San Francisco Chronicle a couple years ago had a report about, memory says 9,000 acres, or it may be more, I'm going from memory. But I remember in the report, these were private homes, private areas, rural areas across the bridge from San Francisco. And the city took it over, kicked it, said it would be a park, then kicked everybody out of it. And now city officials and the environmental heads, they own the houses. And they ride around on four-wheelers and party and do whatever they want. It's feudalism.
Yes. It's feudalism. And that's what's happened in the Adirondack Parks as well, is that the environmentalists, the leaders, and somebody that has a lot of money can basically do anything they want. They can build anywhere they want. They can put a road across the swamp without any problems. They can do whatever they want, and they're not punished.
Take Austin, Texas. Go ahead.
The average Joe, you and I, try to do anything. And we have to go through 3 years of permitting and expensive surveys and everything else just to build a small home or something of that nature. It is unbelievable. And this is where we're headed.
They want us in the compact cities. I want to talk about the controlled corridors, which match the Napa Superhighway grid, walling off the highway exits so people can't go into rural areas as we see up in Oklahoma and Kansas. But first off, I remember when I first really woke up to all this in the early 90s here in Austin and then through the mid-90s, and I went to smart growth conferences. That, by the way, it turned out Paulson was at one of the ones I went to. It was all these bank chiefs admitting it was a business, a way to take land. They weren't even hiding it. And I would have radio debates in 95, 96, 97. Even before I was on the radio, just on Access TV, I got in some radio debates on local stations in 95. And during the break, they would say, Alex, everything's always been planned, the local head of SOS and others, Save Our Springs. And, you know, this is going to be a great new world order system. What are you afraid of? It's going to be wonderful. And they wouldn't let farmers and ranchers all around Austin and Travis County, mainly in southwest Austin in the beautiful Barton Creek area, they would come in and harass the farmers, the ranchers, say you can't build on it, but still increase their taxes, threaten them, force them to sell. They bought a 15,000-acre piece, a 5,000-acre piece, a 2,000-acre piece, all these giant pieces. And then I learned at the Smart Growth Conference in 98, after they'd just gotten it, that they were planning to allow multi-million-dollar ranchettes, little 40- and 50-acre pieces, yes, to be sold to a leech. The contracts were then given to select global corporations and builders, and they built five-star hotels, salons, golf courses, $2, $3, $4, $5, $10 million homes, security guards. There's weird environmental entrances and little weird environmental preserves next to it. You know, they claimed the whole thing was going to be parkland. I mean, they're not playing games. I mean, this is feudalism, and they stole the land.
They basically have, and this is happening, this sweeping across the United States, the smart growth idea. It sounds so wonderful and so forth. It's going to solve all these environmental problems. It doesn't. It actually creates more environmental problems. It creates more pollution. It creates all of this other stuff. The smart growth is the worst thing that your local government could ever get involved in. If you want to double, triple, quadruple your taxes, if you want to make your cost of living just skyrocket right out through the roof, then implement smart growth, because that's what it does. That's the best thing it does. It just increases the cost of everything, and it gives the central government, usually the non-elected bureaucrats, absolute control over your lives. And this is,
that's right.
I can't emphasize enough how important it is for you all in the listening audience to understand this and become active. When you start to see this happening in your local area, go to your city council meetings or go to your county commissioner meetings or whatever the case might be and voice your concerns. We have information and so forth to prove what we're saying.
And this is only one small part of the scam. They will, whether it's toll roads or environmental control zones or any of this, cities and counties will vote to cede irrevocably power through statutes to unelected private boards. And then they come in, and the city says, well, we're just, you know, following the regulations. And it's incredible scams. Like, the city will take taxpayer money, a bond for something else, and build a 30, 40, 50-story condo. That'll then be a private, banker's condo. They will then openly give lofts for free to the city officials. I mean, it's just total corruption. They will allow them to bulldoze neighborhoods, take whatever land they want. That was part of the Kelo versus Connecticut deal in Connecticut, where they said, oh, if private interests are allowed to come lobby city government to take your private property without even just compensation. I mean, this is feudalism.
It is feudalism in its worst form. And the Supreme Court actually supported that particular lawsuit, establishing the fact that local private individual could petition a local government to basically come over and take over your land at below market value price and build something that's going to bring more tax revenues to the community and so forth, which is diametrically, I can't overemphasize it, diametrically opposed to what the founding fathers had originally intended. Because
and it's all selectively enforced. I mean,
it's all selectively enforced. As in 1984, the animal kingdom of Orwell, some animals are created more better than other animals. You know, it's just one of those things where it is corruption that has been unleashed, and what we're seeing in the media today with this election and what you're seeing within Congress, what you're seeing within the Obama camp, and to some extent the McCain camp. And I'll have to admit, even though I don't agree with many of McCain's policies, he is at least an honest individual, at least from my impression. Obama, I don't know if he knows how to tell the truth. I just cannot believe how he's getting away. Well, it's the press. The press is basically his mouth.
Well, here's a headline today. Obama says he will change the world. London Telegraph. Barack Obama has vowed that he will change the world, even as he urged his supporters to guard against complacency. And he says we're going to have this new stoic minimalism. We're not going to have as much money or things. I've heard NPR and all of them brag for decades how they can't wait to make us feudal serfs. I mean, it's happening.
It's happening. And hopefully the American people will wake up. Hopefully the John Birch Society back in the 1960s and 70s were right, and when this happens, people will start waking up. But I don't see it happening. In fact, I see just the opposite. Other than programs like you, you know, your listening audience is probably very much aware, and they're doing what they can to do it. But we need to have people in the tens of millions wake up to what's going on. Even then, I'm not sure it will work, because as you said, 98% of the American people, at least 80% of the American people, were against the bailout, and yet Congress voted for it anyway.
All right, I've been throwing out a lot of questions and comments. We've got about 15 minutes of broadcast time left. Other areas you think are important to cover, Doctor?
Well, I'm just concerned. I'm putting out another DVD for high schools right now on this global warming issue, because the kids are being brainwashed by their textbooks. They're being brainwashed by Al Gore's inconvenient truth and so forth, and we just have to try to reach them because, you know, our generation, Alex, and maybe down to the, into the 20s and so forth, we may be able to convince that generation that this is a hoax. But these kids coming out of high school today are literally, totally indoctrinated.
Well, they're using reverse psychology. Not even that. They're saying your parents are bad, they're stupid. I've seen it in Time Magazine for kids, Newsweek for kids. They're telling them your parents are bad, they're backwards. Go home and enforce new environmental rules on them. And as I said earlier, even the New York Times reports that the kids literally boss their parents around, and they show the parents saying, "Oh, I love it that they're enforcing on me." I mean, this is classical tyranny.
It is. It literally is. And you have these kids who have no framework of understanding whatsoever, basically saying that they are going to do this and when they become adults and vote and so forth, and we have to reach that generation. If we have any other target that's more important, it's probably our educational system and the public schools and trying to get it to them with the truth. Because right now, on the other hand, Alex, I've made a debut of my new DVD, even though it's not quite finished yet, in Washington, D.C., to well over 50 kids from all high school students from all over the United States, and they just softed it up. They loved it because they sensed, you know, these kids are not stupid, and they sense that there's something wrong with what they're being taught.
And when you've got the NFL and all the mainstream media and everything, and Pat Robertson and Al Sharpton together, and John McCain, the Republican, saying global warming's real, global tax, make CO2 a toxic waste, tax it, regulate it. When all of that's being illustrated, when all of that is coming out, they're starting to figure out, wait, the whole establishment is pushing this.
Yes, it really is. It's like it's the absolute truth. And I'll tell you this right now. You know, it's been a while since we've done an interview on global warming. There is now almost no scientific evidence that man is causing global warming. Almost none. In fact, I can say none, period.
Well, the Arctic just got 13% bigger. The sun's cooling down.
The sun is cooling down, and that in itself is a major thing. We had all these tornadoes last spring and so forth. It probably wasn't, it's hard to say what they were caused by, and I'm not going to make an absolute statement here. But generally speaking, the colder it gets, the more tornadoes and more hurricanes and violent storms you're going to have. There's good scientific reasons for that, and I explained it in my new DVD. But it's one of those things where we had all these violent tornadoes this past spring, not because it was getting warmer, but because it was getting cooler. It's much cooler. It's over a half a degree cooler now than it was in 2005.
Antarctic just exploded. Both the Arctics, Antarctic and the Arctic, just exploded in size.
I know it. The Antarctic reached record sizes this year, right on the heels of 2007 when it reached a record size. Because why? It's getting colder, much colder than it has been for a long, long time. And the Arctic itself, now back in early part of 2000, or the latter part of 2007, they were saying that the North Pole is likely to totally melt this in 2008. Well, not only did it not melt, but the reduction in size during the summer was much less than it was in 2007, like about 30% less than it was in 2007.
And it always expands and contracts. It always expands and contracts.
It always expands and contracts. Now, I'll have to admit that back in 1972, the contraction during the summer was much less than it is right now. But if it continues to go like it is right now, we have not seen an active sun for about 4 or 5 years, and it's been pretty quiet for over 10 years now. There has been no earth warming at all over the last 10 years. And now the temperature's plummeting. Why? Because the sun is no longer being active.
Wow, what a novel approach that all the climatologists on record are saying. It's the sun. It's the sun. It's like when I had Rothschild on the show, and I said, well, why are the polar ice caps of Mars getting smaller? Why are? And he said, because it's closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, it's not. He just laughed at me. He thinks our audience is so dumb that they don't know that Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto are further away.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sorry. Polar bears can swim. Mars is further away from the sun than the Earth. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just true, folks. I'm sorry. I mean, I can't believe that we have to argue with people about this. Final segment, Dr. Michael Coffin, straight ahead. Go to InfoWars.com, click on the shop, and get Global Warming or Global Governance, the truth about global warming, what you don't hear in the media. By Dr. Michael Coffin, he's also in Endgame. Get both films at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Russia Today here with us with a crew. One of their camera guys is going to be in studio. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 5 minutes. In fact, go ahead and get Alan Watt on now get him on at the 5 after. But I want to know that we have him, so go ahead and call him about 2 after, please, John. And we're going to be talking with him And then in that next hour, I'm going to be going over financial news. I'm going to give you my review of the film W. They also want me to talk some about electronic voting machines and the fraud that they're involved with, because they're going to be playing pieces throughout the next few weeks up to election night, where I'm going to be live on international and national Russian TV. I mean, Russia Today is the biggest channel Russia has, period, in their country, outside their country. It's their English channel. Huge response when we go on there. Only been on there twice. And I am really looking forward to this. Dr. Michael Kaufman, in closing, you're right. Just like you went to the Senate with those maps of the areas they wanted to take over, briefly describe that and help stop it. If other people will just stop sucking their thumbs and stop complaining and get informed and get educated and take your material, my material, the other, you know, there's only, frankly, a few good places to get the real material on what's happening, and get those to counties and cities, people then understand. Everything suddenly makes sense. Dr. Kaufman.
Yes, it does. And if you want to get those maps, you can go to discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org, REPI-US.com, and you can get 11 by 17 inch maps to show. They're one of those effective tools that we have had to expose what they're trying to do.
I mean, I know that you burn with the same desire that I do, because we've had you down here for Austin to make Endgame, but I mean, for those that don't know what it's like to be in this fight, we are driven. We are called. I mean, I burn with desire to warn people. We're being conned. It's like if I saw people robbing my neighbor, you know, while he was at work carrying out his washing machines and TVs, I would freak out and go out there and try to stop him, or I would freak out and call the police or call him at work. I mean, this is much bigger. This is our future, everything. They're carrying out eugenics against us. And I mean, can you talk about your passion?
It is the same passion that you have in different areas. You can do a much more effective job across the broad front. I have to be really focused in on certain key environmental types of issues at the global level as well as the local level. But at least I can become expert on that, and we can talk about it on your show and actually get it out to the information out to the American people that are listening. Because if we don't stop this thing, we're going to be in a world of hurt. And it's happening fast. We've always talked about in a few years, if we don't do something, it's going to be really bad. Well, folks, in a few months, if we don't do something, it's going to be really bad.
And they phase it in incrementally. Taxes, regulation, 3 million Enviro cops. Obama's talked about that. Invading your house. I mean, you mean feudalism? You mean control? That's what we're talking about here.
That's right. And they have it written right out there that the feudalistic form of government is probably the best form of government they can have to protect the environment. This is right in the congressional record.
In the congressional record, it's also in two biological diversity assessments that we've got an end game and in Road to Tyranny, but I forget. What years were those, 96 and?
Well, the treaty itself was defeated in 94, but we actually stopped the Earth Charter, which is the new religion, global religion, from being enacted in 2002 in Johannesburg, South Africa. And we've done several specials with you on this whole biodiversity issue.
But I was talking times. Specifically about those two biological diversity assessments where they talk about how they're going to set up governmental human sacrifice,
yes,
feudalism.
That's in 1995.
1995 biological diversity assessment.
Yep.
I mean, that is official UN policy. You can't make this up. It's so bizarre. Give your website out again, Doctor.
You bet. Thank you, Alex.
Go ahead and fire that out again for us real fast. Oh, he thought I said bye to him. Dr. Kaufman, I think, was having some phone trouble. All right, we'll be right back with our next guest, Alan Watt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.